from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Score! Let's dance, let's party, let's boogie.
We're Spinks. It is, and that'll do it for another terrific week of the Bernstein and Holmes show. Thanks to all involved in today's edition, including Mark Grody and Kevin Fishbane, Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka, all that stuff. Kevin Lapka, who's making fun of me because of my inability to properly use Instagram. He says he will teach me because my son won't, and my son's just making fun of me, and so I may have let Lapka give me a private lesson in how to handle that particular social medium.
This,
what
the bringing the countries in has been epic. It has been,
but that's the D'Orsay.
It has been all sorts of stuff that they have been doing, and the fact that they've been doing this in the rain is even more amazing.
Paris in the rain is lovely. They're
picturesque.
I mean, what city would you not want to sort of be walking around with a little umbrella looking like you're right out of a Caillebotte painting? It's if it looks this good in the rain, you wouldn't believe what it looks like when it's not raining.
Yeah, they had like a beheaded queen situation.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they like Marie Antoinette.
Beheaded but singing.
But singing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And they had a heavy metal band with an opera singer. Yeah, it was dope.
Yeah.
They've had all sorts of dancers. They've done the French national flag in fireworks smoke. I've seen that. They have what's the game where you get to go back in the past and Assassin's Creed. Like an Assassin's Creed type dude carrying the torch and flipping around buildings. I can't believe that you haven't seen this. Like, while it is amazing. Then they had the white lady on the Botswana boat, and that was kind of throwing me off. I was like, okay, great.
I thought that there was like a captive situation going on.
Well, let's hope not.
You're going to get some big CNN headline.
Yeah. Like, I got on the wrong boat.
Young blonde woman missing, might be captured by the Botswanans.
Yeah, but apparently that is not the case. She is a volunteer, and then that's good. That's really good. But this has been, I don't know if any of it's any good, and I'm going to probably have to see it again to digest it. But yes, he's wearing a play card on his wrist.
With Kelly Clarkson and Mike Tirico?
Yeah. That's really weird.
Look who it is now. It's Kazakhstan. They're nice.
That's a really strange trio of people to do Olympics stuff.
What type of market research do you think led to that selection?
People love Kelly Clarkson.
I just listened in a little bit. Peyton Manning's talking about the opening ceremony being in the rain. He's like, well, you know, when you picture the Super Bowl in the rain, it's not how you picture it in your mind. And then they're out here. It's not dampening their spirits. It's very weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be time to put the Peyton away for a while.
I mean, I know NBC's trying very hard to attract like a young audience with some of this stuff. They leaned heavily on celebrity. They made a big offer to Alex Cooper of Call Her Daddy. She's doing a bunch of stuff for them. But I don't know. I don't get Peyton Manning and Kelly Clarkson together. Give me, you know, an Olympian. I guess I'm old
mainly
school.
Mainly because they're people from the exact same region
Alex
of the
Cooper
United States.
Or Alice Cooper?
Alex Cooper, podcast host, Call Her Daddy fame.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know she got a huge deal from NBC to try to bring her audience to the Olympics.
Right, and then Snoop.
Yeah. Like they're
Leslie
leaning,
is doing some stuff.
Yeah, they're leaning heavily on celebrity. I would have thought that one of the two people should have been an Olympian.
Right.
what's it like to be in the situation?
You would think that would be the move, and there are plenty of former Olympians that have jobs in media that you could have put Lindsey Vonn up there and just been like, we know it's summer, but...
Yeah, Allie Raceman?
Sure.
Yeah.
Take your pick.
But there's got to be a reason.
Jackie Joyner Kersee? Take your pick.
It's got to be a reason. Just pure celebrity. Okay.
Yeah, they focus grouped it.
They focus grouped it in. So someone with a big corner office came up with this idea.
Look, America loves Kelly Clarkson. That is shown to be the case through syndication of her show. She's, I think, a very good talk show host. And her show is really good. I think the Peyton Manning thing is, if the shark hasn't been jumped, Fonzie is definitely putting his skis on.
Interesting.
Him in other spaces, not him in football spaces.
I was going to say, the Manning cast, I think, is still excellent.
And so is receiver and quarter. Like, him in football spaces, fine. Him in non-football spaces, I think I'm good.
What's selling baked beans?
Fine.
Okay.
But
okay.
This,
we're trying to define our range here.
And it's what I think is weird about it is you also have two people from the exact same region of the United States.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really...
There's got to be a reason. I don't know what it is. My buddy who lives in Paris said that everyone there is just, if you haven't left the city, what?
See, you see where it says Bateau Mouche right there?
Yeah.
I was telling you, that's the boat that that's the big company of the Seine. I don't know if they paid for that or not, but that's an awesome company if you want to do a Seine boat tour.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, I don't care.
I'll get right on that. Ray?
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, writing it down. All
right. Show trip.
Yeah.
You're paying.
Yeah, he does.
There
you go.
It's not that expensive.
Sell that Rolex and we'll be good to go.
That's like one seat, but I'll pay for the boat trip. That's like I'm saying for airfare, it wouldn't get it done. But and no.
He's rocking a Rolex today?
Every day.
He rocks a Rolex every day.
Oh, good for you.
But here's what happened.
It was a topic yesterday.
Congrats on all your success.
Mm. So I didn't. Here's the thing, Danny. He tells us about, we were talking about watches with Leisure. And he's like, oh, you know, I wear this watch every day. And I think that the backstory to Dan wearing his Rolex is sweet. He got it like as a present for being a good student. Okay? That's great. Then I tried to explain to him yesterday.
It's a nice present.
It's a great present. And he understands that too. And I think that he gave voice to his level of privilege.
It was an incentive deal.
Okay? Yeah. I try to explain to him how Rolexes appreciate in value as they get older versus other items that depreciate. He didn't want to hear it because that's what often happens on our show. So then he said, well, this isn't even one of the nice Rolexes. And then we said, Dan, it's still a Rolex. And it probably cost a lot of money. To which Dan said, no, that's not possible.
Not this one.
Right.
How much is it worth?
They were looking at what prices are being asked for.
We looked on eBay. The range on eBay is between $4,200 and $9,000, which makes sense to you, right, Dan?
Well, yeah, because it's
it's a, and it's then a like my watch. Favorite. Yes, Dan, that's the point. You have a 37-year-old Rolex that is still what? First of all, the blue face part of it makes it more valuable.
But what Dan is saying is that on the scale of Rolexes, that is a very cheap Rolex.
He is correct.
Yeah.
But to not recognize that it still has, it's increased in value from the time that it was bought, even though it's 37 years, and probably in fact because that it's 37 years old.
Is Wanstedt in studio?
No, unfortunately
not. See what he does?
If you want to see one of the good Rolexes.
Oh, he's got incredible watches.
Ten of them.
He's got incredible watches.
Amazing watches.
He
professional deflecting.
Yeah, it was very good deflecting. He when he was on Zoom, this was, I don't know, 6-8 weeks ago, he was wearing a watch I had never seen him wear. It's like, oh, yeah, I was invited to a dinner. This guy owned a watch company, and he gave it to me. My kid said it's worth like $40,000. I don't know.
Yep.
And that was, it was just like a, it was an aside. It was, he had like forgotten. I'm like, Dave, there's a red band on that watch. That's pretty flashy for you. He's like, ah, yeah. Jan says this is my fun watch. Like they were like going out to a dinner and she said, put on your fun watch.
Now it's Pagliacci with all of his makeup melted off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
this is the thing, man.
That's very French.
I can't wait for every think piece on this. Because I have no idea what to think of
this. Well, you're watching it without sound. Presumably there is some level of explanation going on.
We got the sound on in here.
Oh, I'm going to rely on Peyton Manning to explain all of this culture to me?
It can't be Pagliacci without the big
he's Italian.
I know. It's different. Yeah, okay. I was going to say it was the whitest panel of all time, but then I didn't think I should make the joke, and then I did.
That's why Mike Tirico's there. He's Italian.
Yeah, exactly.
The Stallion.
Yeah. That's incredible.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Your wife can't identify animals either?
She struggles.
Me too, man.
It's that, but she says
I got
she
some
knows,
high profile ones.
She knows in her head what she meant to say.
Yeah.
It just it never comes out right when she's pointing to an animal.
Your wife and I are the same person. Half baked ice cream was my dinner last night.
Yeah.
Then I did Black Widow. I said, oh, more of a spider than a snake.
Snake.
Yes.
It wasn't fish.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Black Widow, spider, and snake.
Yes.
In Kansas City, I said.
So it's a spider more than it is a snake.
Yeah. I did. What is KC Wolf? What kind of bear is that for their mascot? It's a wolf, Dan.
It'd be a wolf.
It'd be more of a wolf than a bear. That's just a thing that came out.
Okay.
I did. Hey, Toucan Sim. Is that a pelican?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, it's toucan. So I got some high profile.
That's good.
I got some high profile misses in my animal identification.
Still not
history.
My favorite in our family, which is also another joke, is when we were at the North Park Nature Center many, many years ago, sitting and waiting, and Jason was 2 years old, and this deer jumps out and lands, like leaps out of the woods and lands right next to our table, and he stands up and he points and he goes, a dog. Like, no, but good try, but no. So now when we're
four-legged creature.
Right, a dog. So we were out golfing the other day. If you ever play up at Indian Boundary,
yeah,
there's deer everywhere.
Yeah.
All the time. And every time. Jason, hold up a sec. There's a dog in the fairway. And the other people like, what are you talking about? Forget it. He knows what I'm talking about.
That's so good.
A dog.
I read Kaylin Kaler's piece on Matt Eberflus.
The one
today.
Where Dan is quoted?
So, but my experience with it was before I read it, the pull quote is, he looks smarter. And it's a picture of Eberflus. And I got real excited. Because the descriptor was like that she talked, or in her tweet, she said that she talked to executives and personnel people and all that. But then the pull quote in the headline is, he looks smarter. So I'm like, oh my God, like an executive said the same dumb thing that Dan said about Matt Eberflus.
And then you were like, womp,
and then I
womp.
Read it, and Kaylin Kaler just quoted Dan saying that the haircut made him look smarter.
And the beard.
And the beard
yes.
made him look smarter. I was like, oh, well. Okay, I mean, Kaylin, you're awesome, and those other quotes are really instructive, but I don't know that Dan's conclusion, I don't like it as a pull quote. I don't like the talk show host as the pull quote, when everything else is the descriptor of, like, personnel executive and PR professional for NFL team and like all these quiet and the pull quote is Dan Bernstein. I'm like, oh, that doesn't carry that much weight with me.
Nor should it. But it wasn't the conclusion. The conclusion is we don't know what any of it means.
Of course.
But the fact that someone in his position would be willing to put in the work that he's put in is just a cool thing.
I agree.
And a great example for his players when he's talking about leveling up and making the most of this and being better at this, he's actually exemplifying it.
I agree. No, and I'm not even knocking that. It's just the presentation of how I personally consumed the information in that article.
Because you assume it's important.
Yes, and the descriptor said that she talked to all of these people within the NFL. And then I was like, oh, Bernstein.
All this for that?
All this for that? I felt very misled. But no, he looks good. He looks good.
He looks sharp. He is very styled. And I do wonder, like, throughout the season, is that going to matter as much as it does to him now? Like, once we get in this season, are we going to get more ball cap?
I don't know. He bought that $425 hairdryer.
I know.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like we might start to enter ball cap and beard territory, like bushy beard
yeah.
territory.
No, I don't think so. Maybe he's just going to get even more into it, and he'll have a walk-in every day when he shows up for the game. It'll be a big
deal. He'll look like Justin Jefferson.
Who are you wearing? Coach?
Oh, sure. Him, Jalen Johnson.
Yeah. A
couple of the fashionistas on the team.
I'd love to hear his explanation, like his girl math of the $425 hair dryer. I like his explanation to his wife, where he's explaining, you know, well, honey, if I can just do it myself, if you figure I'm paying $80 to go here and to have it done and have it styled, if it's got to be done this way, now that they said I have to blow dry it to make it work, you know, I got this right. I got tactics, and now it's going to pay for itself.
Well, it's got to also be this guy got a wife and daughters. They might be sharing that hair dryer.
Yeah, that might be gone. Yeah. I think you just lost that hair dryer.
Where's my hair dryer?
Right.
But the thing is that he probably doesn't care about that part of it. And I am curious on how much once these games and what if we're talking about, you know, a couple hard losses? Is it still fashionable floosy?
I don't know.
Or is it all I'm wearing is Bears gear and I got this cap on and what's up,
Scruffy
yours?
Floose?
Yeah, Scruffy Floose.
Yeah.
Sounds like a dog.
I will say, though,
oh, Scruffy Floose.
Little free life hack that if your vape pen happens to get jammed,
oh,
a good hair dryer on hot, you know, right around the little heating element right there can unjam it for you.
All right.
You know, heats it up and melts the.
See, now that's relatable.
Yeah.
Boat cruise recommendation down the Seine.
No, I'm just saying. The hair dryer trick works.
I believe you.
What is that, dude?
That was a young lady, and she was breakdancing because breakdancing is an Olympic event this year.
It is?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Trampoline is an Olympic event. Breakdancing. 3-on-3 basketball.
Any trampolines out by you, Danny? Like neighbors?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a neighbor with a trampoline. When I need to get my kids real tired.
You send them there.
I text my neighbor. I'm like, hey, can we come over and use your trampoline? He's like, yeah, I'm not home. I'm like, can I come over and use your trampoline? And just get them up there and say, hey, can you guys do 100 jumps? And you just put him in.
You ever put Omar on there?
Jedi Mike.
No, I haven't. I haven't. I probably should.
I've seen hilarious videos of little kids with their dogs on the trampolines, and the poor dogs are trying to navigate and negotiate themselves while also looking out for the safety of the kid.
Yeah. Oh,
so
interesting.
It's fascinating to watch the dogs try to make decisions. they understand the physics of it. Knowing, like, if I come down too hard here, the kid's going to get launched off that way. So it sort of puts the dogs in an untenable situation that, for me, is very entertaining.
I was going to say, yeah, it sounds humane and hilarious. Yep. Well, today we will discuss hype videos from Bears practice. Jeff Passan's column on the conundrum that the White Sox find themselves in now is very interesting to me. Mark Grody at 4:00, Dave Wanstead at 5:00, and Dave is at this practice today, first padded practice.
Great.
And when he goes to the practice, like, He's like, I'll text Flus what time practice is. I'm like, Dave, that's publicly available. I'll text him. Like, he doesn't trust the internet to tell him, or so he just goes to practice.
Jan, what time is practice?
Well, I'm sure that Dave doesn't want to spend any unnecessary time, like, on the sidelines than he has to.
Well, he goes early. He goes to get just like walks the halls. He just like talks to anybody that he wants to, because we were going to be up there. I was like, Dave, can you like bring us down with you to introduce? He's like, no, because they're not going to let us as media members go. He's like, but they'll let me go anywhere. So he has the behind the rope story of practice today.
I'm enthusiastic.
Yeah. And he's enthusiastic.
I love it
as well. So we got stuff like that today. Yeah. All right.
Bears,
have a good weekend, gentlemen. Tanny's open. Kicks us off. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.